This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. It's the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Speaking of clueless idiots, how about Brian Flores and his freaking staff, huh? I gotta tell you, man, when we talk about clueless idiots, we are talking about Brian Flores and his staff. Okay, gloves are off. We're done. It's over. Okay? I'm done with Brian Flores. All right? That guy just proves to me every effing week I can't defend him anymore. I just can't defend him. There's no defense with what's going on with Brian Flores. This is the worst coaching I have seen since Cam Cameron. Okay? In fact, from now on, he's Cameron Flores on this show. So Cam Flo, so I don't have to go with, you know, Cameron Flores, you know. So I'm going to go Cam Flo now, okay? Because that's what he is now. He's Cam Flo. Look, Cam Cameron was as lost as I could remember a coach being. And right now, that's what I'm seeing from Brian Flores. That's what I see from Manny Diaz every week. They don't have an answer. And Cam Cameron in that 1-15 season, players played hard throughout that year. Because they had professional pride, not because it was instilled by the coaching staff or anything like that. And so right now, for me, the biggest issue I have is that Brian Flores doesn't know what the F he's doing. And to me, that's the disturbing part out of all. And I can't explain this. You can ask me, oh, what the hell happened? The guy I saw from the first 2 years to this guy, I have no idea. You know what I'm thinking? This is what I'm thinking happened to Cam Flo. I think what happened to Cam Flo is Tyler Hero. And I know some of you are going, huh? What's he doing? Is he drinking at this time in the morning? No, I'm not drinking. I'm not smoking any acid or I'm not snorting whiskey, drinking cocaine, as Pat Travers would say. Got that feeling? Going to drive that girl insane. Although the Dolphins are driving me insane. But I think Brian Flores pulled they both are the same dudes. Brian Flores was the dude in the bubble the first 2 years. Can't do anything wrong, no expectations, exceed expectations, yada, yada, yada. Here comes expectations, and he has fallen, his face right on the ground. I mean, he is, wham, face first. Tyler Hero, in the bubble, the second coming, the golden child, and then what happened last year? He believed all his paper clippings, got full of himself, and took a couple steps back, right? Now you watch him this year, he looks like he learned his lesson from last year. And I don't even know if Brian can learn his, I don't know if Cam Flo can learn his lesson, okay? But, you know, hey, listen, when you say, Changeli, I don't need you. I'm going to put inexperienced offensive coordinators together and I'm going to come up with this whole system. Because I'm going to come up with a new system. Oh, hey, Eric Flowers and the other lineman. I forgot the guy's name. I can never pronounce it. We don't need you guys. Ted Karras, we don't need you guys. We have four young and inexperienced guys that can definitely get it done with a journeyman. And you know what? I'm such a great coach. I'll teach and bring along a young offensive line coach. And I'm such a great coach that I'll bring along these offensive coordinators. Because as you know, I've reminded you at the podium, I scouted. Camflow right now is an embarrassment. I mean, if I'm Stephen Ross, I got to tell you, I'm sitting in his office this morning when he walks in. And I'm going to go, hey, what's up, Camflow? You want to sit down here and explain to me what the hell's going on here? And then I want to see him, you know, try to explain it. Because I got to tell you, I'm tired of the bullshit at the podium. Well, no, I got to coach better. It starts with me and I got to this and that. And it's the same shit I hear from Manny Diaz. It's like, I don't want to hear this shit every week, dude. Your teams keep making mistakes every week. Your team doesn't play well. This is the worst coaching I've seen since Cam Cameron. There is no imagination, no creativity, and there's no solutions. That's the problem right now with Cam Flow. He's sitting there, and he's got one finger in his ear, and I don't know what he's doing with the other finger. Maybe it's hanging out with Urban Meyer's fingers, but he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I mean, this is, it's embarrassing, dude. I thought we were past this as a Dolphin Nation. I thought we had the guy that actually figured it out. He looked like he knew, you know, like he had his shit straight, man, his first 2 years. He looked like he was in control, pressed all the right buttons. And now it's, he looks like a buffoon out there, dude. And he sounds like an idiot every stinking game. We got to correct it. And what's the garbage? I wrote it down.
That they practice well every week. They're preparing every week. Well, how would you know? Because apparently you have no feel for what good preparation is, Cam Flow. Apparently you don't know what good practices are, Cam Flow. Don't tell me that they're practicing well when they don't play well. They're obviously not practicing well. And that's the worst part about it is you can't see it. When Omar Kelly is calling for you to move Austin Jackson to guard since like last year probably, and it takes you, you know, 5 weeks to figure it out, it's embarrassing, dude. That the media and fans know more than you do at this point in time. That's how bad it is. And your experiment, so you get rid of an experienced offensive coordinator and probably one that you had, you know, disagreements with because he probably told you Tua wasn't ready and yet you still played him because it wasn't Chan's call. It's, again, Cam Flow. I mean, you know, this is what it is. He reminds me of Cam Cameron. Absolutely freaking lost. No clue on what to do. No grasp on the situation. Look, yesterday, and we can agree and disagree on all of this, and that's fine, whatever. It's football, it's sports. We're going to agree and disagree. On the first fourth down attempt in the half, the first half, the guy tries to draw them offsides, right? But he doesn't sell it. And, you know, it's if you're going to try to sell getting a little bit over a yard, well, then bring Jacoby Brissett out like you did earlier where he threw a pass. But instead, this time, you know, they don't know. They think you're going to do a quarterback sneak because you're bringing out the 6'4 quarterback. Or you might throw it because he had just thrown it before. No, you keep two in there. You don't really sell it. So you then end up punting, which was the right thing to do where you're at in midfield. You don't want to give them any life. Play the field position. You were in the same position at the end of the game, and you went for it with a team with no offensive line, with a team that you cannot rely on their defense whatsoever. And so you don't make it, and you give them the ball in midfield. When you had to, Again, punt it. So both situations were mishandled. If you're going to, the first one, he didn't really sell it the right way. And then the second one, he made the stupid play, which go for it. No, you make them drive the length of the field. And then you hope that you can make a defensive play or turn them over or whatever, like you have already in that game. It's really, Cam Flo for me has absolutely lost me. And well, Dorsey has job security right now over there with the current coach. That's going to be the problem now for Flo, ladies and gentlemen. Let me warn you ahead because you've all lived it. Now the coach comes back on the hot seat next year because that's probably what's going to happen. Flo and Greer will not be fired. They'll chalk it up to a terrible season. They'll be given an opportunity to kind of come back and fix it, and then they'll try to fix it, and hopefully they do, and hopefully they figure it out. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for, at least. I don't want them to really – I don't want to get a new group because I have no idea what you're getting, and it just seems like it's a vicious cycle that we're in. So I'm hoping these guys can figure it out. But the bottom line is, and here's where it becomes difficult, and this is where we get into the same rut. So now the coach comes back on the hot seat. Everybody knows he's kind of on the hot seat. So then really good coaches, assistant coaches, won't take the job because they don't want to come down here for a year, they think, because then they're going to have to move their families again or they're going to have to be searching for another job. So they're going to want stability, and they're not going to look at Flo right now and think that he's got a stable position, whereas Ken Dorsey is in a stable position right now with the current coach in Carolina. That's it. So this is going to be, it's a vicious cycle, dude. It's a vicious cycle. It's really hard to survive it, man. And you can't do what Flo just did now. You know what Flo has to do now to kind of save his offseason? If he's going to have one, he nearly has to run the table now. So that way, it looks like an aberration 1-5, and then the last 11 games look great. You go 9-2, let's say, which I know they're not, but I'm just have some fun with me here. This is how you save your season. You go 9-2, you end up with the 10 wins. You don't get in the playoffs, let's say, but people look at it and say, "Oh, okay, you know, everything was effed up. He figured it out. They're, okay, I'll join that staff." Because now you're 9-2, you went 10-7 overall, and now you're saying, okay, well, he can survive, I can help him, all right, good. But you know that's not going to happen. So let's say they win 2 or 3, 4 more games. So you end up with 3, 4, 5, 6 wins. It looks like the wheels are coming off. The first 2 years were an aberration. You're now on the hot seat, and if I'm a great assistant coach, why am I going to go there? To getting frustrated and then go have to look for another job the following year? Nah, they're offering me a job over here with a new coach that just got a new 5-year deal. I'll go there because I know I'll be there for at least 3 to 4 years, maybe even all 5. So this is the brutal cycle that we're in. This is why I was really hoping, and still, I'm still, there's a part of me that wants Greer and Flo to figure this out and stay. But this is the cycle that, you know, you're all yelling for fire this, fire that, clean house, bring in new people. And what you're bringing in is also unproven, untested, and there are no guarantees. And it's tiring. I told you guys before they hired these guys a few years back, I'm almost at the point that I'm tired of hammering the Dolphins all the effing time. It just drives me crazy that I have to hammer them because they're not good, because they're incompetent, because they can't figure out the coaches, because they can't find a quarterback, because they can't fix their offensive line, because the owner can't figure out who to hire. whatever the issues are, the GM didn't pick the right players. They made a bad trade. Players leave here, excel somewhere else. All these frustrating things that have gone on with us for all these years. This is what I didn't want. This is why I was praying and hoping and just wanting as a Dolphins fan for this team to figure it out. And they just can't figure it out. I think it's time to let Greer go. He's been with the team for 15 to 20 years. The Dolphins haven't accomplished nothing the years he's been here. Stop blaming Flo. See, the problem, King Zulu, about that statement is that it makes no sense. And it really ends up becoming a silly statement by everybody that makes it. Everybody that makes it, it makes you sound incredibly dumb. Let me explain. And I appreciate that you made a donation to the show. Thank you. But let me ask you something. Just use a little common sense. All of you out there that want to use the same lazy-ass line, oh, Greer's been here for 20 years, okay? They change coaches. They change GMs. All reports are on file. If you make bad reports, do you think that one coach to another keeps you? If you think you're making bad scouting reports, do you think one GM to another keeps you? Yet, they brought him in from the Jimmy days, Wanstead days, all the way through. Or maybe it was Jimmy, the end of Jimmy. Might have been the back end of Jimmy. And then you brought him in, and you've had him here forever. So obviously, he's been scouting forever and writing reports. Do you think if they were bad reports, they would then hire him and keep him and elevate him? Think about that. Think about how stupid that statement sounds. Because if he made bad reports, the next GM fires you. It's automatic. The next head coach fires you. Oh, no. I've seen all his reports. They're terrible. Get him out of here. I'm telling you that where Chris Greer, I think, screwed up was giving Flo too much power. That's what it is. And again, use your intelligence. Why is Kyle Van Noy here? Why is he gone? Patriot. Why is Karras here? Why is he gone? Patriot. Why is Brissett here? Should be gone. Patriot. Why is Eric Rowe here? Patriot. Why is Justin Coleman here and terrible? Patriot. Just look around, man. It's not the GM that says cut Eric Flowers. It's the head coach that says cut Eric Flowers. I don't need him on my 53. I can handle with the young guys. It's not Greer. Use common sense, dude. I'm not telling you that Greer is anywhere perfect or anything like that. I get the frustrations, and he's gonna end up getting fired in the end. Probably because he hired Flo. But this lazy-ass statement about that he's been here for 15, 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, you don't stay in any workplace if you suck at your job for 15 to 20 years. Eventually, you get fired. And more than anything, in a business where your work is all on hard drive. He's going to pay the price, unfortunately. But it's probably more because he gave his head coach, Camflo, way too much power. But this whole shit about, oh, he's been there for 15, 20 years, he wasn't making any of the decisions.